Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Ekev, Moshe continues his final speech to Bnei Yisrael, preparing them for their entry into Eretz Yisrael. And one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu says in our Parsha is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ki Tomar Bilvavcha, you might say, perhaps you'll say in your heart, Rabim HaGoyim HaEle Mimeni, you might say that these nations in Eretz Canaan are more numerous than I am. Echa Ucha LaHorisham, how will I be able to conquer them? Moshe says that you might say that the armies and the nations that are in Eretz Canaan now are so much greater than Bnei Yisrael is, so much more powerful than we are, so much more numerous than we are. You might say that, but don't, says Moshe in the next psukim, don't say that. Do not be afraid of them. Lo tira mehem. Remember what Hashem did to Paro and to all of Egypt. You saw what Hashem did then and there. You saw how He saved you, how He took you out. Just like Hashem did that in Egypt, He will do it in Eretz Canaan too. It's a huge statement made by Moshe. You are a desert nation. You have lived miraculously in the desert for 40 years. You've never really seen battles like you will see in Eretz Canaan, but do not worry. Hashem is with you every step of the way. Just incredible. And we today would do well to keep Moshe's reminder in mind. We are still surrounded by many, many nations who are bent on our destruction, chas v'shalom. But we have strong emuna in Hashem. That's the pasuk. I will say, however, that I translated the pasuk as Rashi understands it. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105. As we just heard, Rashi translates the beginning of the pasuk like this. Ki tomar bilvavcha. Rashi translates ki, not as when you say in your heart, but maybe, perhaps. So the pasuk reads, you might, perhaps, say in your heart that you cannot conquer them. And Moshe continues to say, even though you might say that, don't say that. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. That is Rashi. But not everyone translates the pasuk that way. The Chidah is Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai. He died in 1806. He says that you can translate the pasuk differently. This is found in the Chidah's Sefer Pnei David. It is found on our pasuk, and the Chidah quotes the Shla HaKadosh, Rabbi Yeshaya Horowitz, who died in 1630. Says the Chidah, you do not have to translate the word ki as Rashi does. Ki tomar bilvavcha, maybe you will be afraid, perhaps you'll be afraid of the armies in Eretz Canaan. Rather, the Chidah translates the pasuk in a way that he says is more faithful to the pshat, the plain meaning of the words. Ki tomar bilvavcha, when you say, yes, when you say, Rabim hagoyim ha'ele mimeni, when you say that the enemies are too strong, too numerous, when you say, Echa Ucha LaHorisham, when you realize, when you recognize that you cannot conquer them, then you should not fear, because Hashem will help you. However, when you do not say that, when you say, as we'll hear in this parsha at the end of Perek Ches, when you say, Kochi ve'otzem yadi asa li et achayel hazeh, when you say, it's my power, it's all me, it's the might of my hand that causes me to succeed, then you may not say, I won't be afraid. The Chidah really turns this pasuk on its head as compared to Rashi. The Chidah says, be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Yes, be afraid. And when should you be afraid? Be afraid when you think it's all you. Because then you will be all alone, chas v'shalom. But when you realize that it's all Hashem, that everything we do, that everything we have, and all of our successes in business, in the fields of medicine, in engineering, in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, and especially at war, when we recognize that it's all Hashem, then the words of Moshe Rabbeinu that rang true back then, of course, ring true today as well. Lo tira mehem. Have an amazing day, everyone.